units of our new design, which will be Buckhakel's units, some diabetic product for Roche Pharmaceuticals, and some of our own brands. So they should be giving me 30 units, 10 of each, so that I can then assess the quality and we can start real manufacturing for clients immediately.
So you're going to collect, out in China, you're going to collect a product which is an audio guide to the Book of Kells, is that right?
That's right, for our current client.
Right, but
I will collect one for diabetic Roche Pharmaceuticals for South Africa.
Tell me about the South African one, because I recently went to see the Book of Kells in Dublin and I saw your existing audio guide on sale at the check-in desk there. So tell me about South Africa.
We now have it in five languages in South Africa for Roche diabetic division down there. They've purchased close to 50,000, and this is the new design, which what we've done is we've improved the controls on the unit to make it more pliable for two reasons. Either for diabetic patients will have problems with their hands because obviously they're having to pinprick their fingers for blood.
Right.
So we've made the controls on the units that I should be given next week will be easier for people like that, diabetic people, and also for elderly people for tourism products. We had some feedback that the controls can be a bit hard, you know, particularly if you're frail, your fingers. So one of the redesigns was to improve the controls, and we've also added the volume button will now be on the side. There'll be a separate volume button.
So look, just to take those in separately, you're actively then considering the needs of people who wouldn't find it all that easy to manipulate the controls, is that right?
Exactly, yeah. As ever, listening to customer feedback and making things better.
And these units which you're which are designed to help people with diabetes, most people listening to this will have absolutely no idea what kind of content there would be, what kind of audio content there would be. What's it like?
There's up to an hour of content, and it really covers two areas. It covers helping them use their diabetic monitor. It talks them through it. Obviously, the visual aids as well. And also, it educates them on nutrition, because one of the big problems with diabetes is your nutrition. So it educates them on the background of carbohydrate, protein, fats.
And
then it's supported by visual documents, which would emphasize what they're hearing. Because obviously, so a lot of potential patients down there are quite illiterate, so just giving them a 20-page book is a waste of time.
So do you give them stuff with diagrams? Is that what you give them?
Roach gives them a pack, so they've an audio.
Okay, can you hear me? Right, we've had a breakdown. I think I'll have to call in again. We'll stop this call and call again. Trevor, we got cut off. Can you hear me now?
I can indeed.
You were saying that Roche give information to people in writing as well as in audio.
In visual, a lot of visual information, because again, as I'm mentioning, they may have literacy problems. So they're writing the visual photographs, diagrams of food and plates, and then the audio. So it's really an information package, and we're part of it.
Right, and in what language? In what language is the audio?
Languages: English, Afrikaans, Zulu, Soto, and Sahosa.
And of those five languages, which one do you think will be most in demand?
It's a mix. It's English and Afrikaans are, because they're going to two markets, the private and the public. And then the other languages are very much the public sector at the moment.
But my impression is that since the vast majority of people in South Africa, their native language is not English or Afrikaans, there's a good chance that you're going to get an awful lot of listeners in